This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how I might fail to act when the timing is right, but the provisions are not in place. And yesterday, I talked about how I can fail to act because I just lack the confidence. And that's one of the ways I stand in my own way. And another way is that I know deep within the timing is right, but because I can't see around that corner, I feel paralyzed. And that was my experience when I was on the fence about leaving my corporate job. I knew my soul had served its time. I knew I had outgrown the role. I also knew that my household was a two-income household, so I needed to have answers to those questions too. But one day I was in the office in a meeting and the words came to me, "It's time." I heard those words. I felt those words. It was that still small voice that sometimes I can go years and not hear, but when I hear it, I've learned that it will not mislead me and I need to respond. I have learned that timing should be the impetus for my action, not provision, because God is my provider. Last month, I celebrated 10 years of leaving corporate, now as an entrepreneur and author, and have not looked back. I also know there are two types of people, those who leap and those who regret they didn't. The words that comfort me are, do not be anxious saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Matthew 6:31-32. Tomorrow, let's talk about having a genuine talk with God. Visit bemoments.org and share this reflection because others desire to be inspired. And so today, let's be known for taking action and not for regretting that we didn't.